From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting several explosions rock Istanbul's Atatürk Airport. Turkish television footage showed heavily armed Turkish police swarming the huge facility along with numerous emergency vehicles. Authorities are reporting multiple casualties. European Union leaders are holding a two-day summit to plot out a post-Brexit future. Lisa Bryant takes a look.
Arriving at the summit, outgoing British Prime Minister David Cameron said Britain will seek the closest possible relationship with the European Union.
Britain will be leaving the European Union, but I want that process to be as constructive as possible, and I hope the outcome can be as constructive as possible.
But goodwill appears to be vanishing. Speaking to the German parliament earlier in the day, Chancellor Angela Merkel said Britain cannot expect any special benefits from the bloc. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Republicans on a U.S. congressional investigating panel are blaming the country's military for failing to respond to a 2012 attack in Libya that killed four Americans. Panel Chairman Trey Gowdy complains no U.S. military assets were deployed to Benghazi.
No U.S. military asset was ever deployed to Benghazi despite the order of the Secretary of Defense.
Military leaders say they did not have intelligence information on what was unfolding in Libya or the resources to respond. The U.S. Senate blocked new funds to fight the Zika virus Tuesday. That action prompted a flurry of partisan finger-pointing in the chamber. Democrats banded together to defeat a $1.1 billion emergency funding bill put together by Republicans, objecting to cost offsets inserted into the legislation, including a funding cut to Planned Parenthood. This is VOA News.